When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You make him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And then Psalm 9 starts like this. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. All right. We're going to do that. God is still on the throne no matter what, huh? It's always like springtime with you, making all things new. Your light is breaking through the dark. This love, it is sweeter than wine, bringing joy, bringing life. Your hope is rising like the dawn. Hey, this is what you do, this is what you do. Make me come alive, this is what you do, this is what you do. Make me come alive, this is what you do, this is what you do. Make me come alive, this is what you do, this is what you do. You make me come alive, you make me come alive, you make me come alive, you make me come alive. 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 You make me come alive.
like I'm living for the first time. Isn't it though? Oh, when we discover the love of God, like when we really, really discover it, it's like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm living again. Oh, wow. It's like I'm living for the first time. I'm finally living for the first time. It's like I'm living for the first time. I'm finally living for the first time. It's like I'm living for the first time. I'm finally living for the first time. It's like I'm living for the first time. Finally, you make me come alive. 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 It's like I'm living for the first time. It's like I'm living for the first time. I'm finally living for the first time. Amen.
All right. Here's that uncomfortable moment between songs.
Calling all angels, calling the watchman angels on the wall to come and sing with us. Calling all angels, calling the watchman angels on the wall to come and sing with us.
Calling all angels,
calling all angels. Calling the watchman angels on the wall to come and sing with us. Yeah. Calling all angels. Calling the watchman angels on the wall to come and sing with us.
Oh,
Lord is good. Hallelujah. Come sing that the Lord is good. Come sing that his love endures. Come sing that the Lord is good.
Soul and our hope, huh?
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. Till all my fears are gone. Let's sing that again. And you unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. Till all my no longer a slave, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God, and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Been born again into your family. somebody talk on worship, and they had mentioned this song. And he said, just because it says I'm no longer a slave to fear doesn't mean things will come up in life that kind of make us a little afraid. But we're not a slave to it anymore.
Amen.
We're not a slave to that fear because of who our Father is. Your presence is to be with you you split the sea, yeah. Split the sea, yeah. Split the sea on our impossibilities. We wait, we wait, we wait. We wait on you. Oh, we wait on you. We wait on you, Lord. Yes. Here in your presence, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, we rest in you, Lord. Here in your presence. Here in your presence, we rest. Got it all. Oh, yeah. You have it all. You split the sea on our impossibilities. 'Cause you're the God of the possible. You make everything possible, Lord. I just feel like that's just something the Lord is this morning. Like, look, in my presence, you can rest. You can rest in his presence because he makes everything possible. We don't have to work it out. We don't have to figure it out. We don't have to worry. We don't have to worry that we're being chased by an army or we're going to be flooded out. I mean, that's pretty scary. You split the sea. What? Can you imagine walking through that? Yikes. He did it. He did it so we can rest. We can rest in him. He constantly shows us his goodness over and over. Sometimes we're so focused on everything that's going wrong, and all we need to do is lift our eyes and see his goodness, see what he is doing. Not see what's going wrong, not see what might go wrong. Because we're not a slave to fear. We don't want to see what might go wrong. We want to see what he's doing now, his goodness.
There's a scripture that says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. That covers it all. And it says, looking unto Jesus. And it doesn't say looking at Jesus. It's looking unto, like you would... You look to him as your rescuer. You look to him like if you were a drowning person and there's somebody on the shore, you look unto that person to come and help you. We're looking unto Jesus to be the author, the finisher, and everything in between. And that's where the possibilities come in. We look unto Jesus.
Be right.
praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Your praise will ever be on my lips, ever be on my lips. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We always have a reason.
Thank you, Jesus.
As one way to praise him, just think of something in your life that you've seen his handiwork in this week or last week or a week before, and just say, in either in your heart or out loud, thank you, God, for, and you fill in the blank. Thank you, God, for vacation. Thank you, God, for the beach. Thank you, God, that your forgiveness and mercy and love shines so brightly in Charleston. In spite of that tragedy, now there is less racial tension than there's ever been before in that city in a long time because of the way your people responded. God, we thank you for that. Your praise will ever be on our lips. Your praise will ever be on our lips, God. We thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Wow. I don't think we can over-celebrate the goodness of God. I just don't think it's possible. I really don't.